Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first SF0 senatorial debate. We have a collection here of seven of your elected SF0 senators and some questions which we've put together and some which have been submitted by the audience. And we're going to find out where these senators stand on the issues that affect you as players. We're going to begin with a three-minute introduction. The order in which in which senators are asked questions will be determined randomly. So in this case, we'd just like to know a little bit about yourself and where you stand on the major issues and pretty much anything else you'd like to tell your constituents. We're going to kick it off with Dark Aardvark. Go ahead when you're ready.
Yeah, I'd like to speak first and foremost directly to the population of SF0 who might be listening to me today, and I just want to say, I know you're concerned. I'm concerned too. I know there's problems, and I intend to fix them. I know you're worried. I would be worried too if I was in your situation, but it's going to be okay, and we're going to get through this together. I'd like to speak a little bit to the allegations of taking money from lobbyists, and what I want to say about that is, I put that money to good use. That is all.
Okay, glad that we've met you there. Now we're going to turn it over to PD0 Pixie, our newest elected senator from the fine city of Portland.
Hello, fellow players. I absolutely adore this game, and I believe that the role of the senator should be expanded rather than just having a nice shiny badge and maybe having SSI listen to us a little bit more. I want to turn the senator position into something that actually has some significance within the game, that is more than just symbolic. I absolutely adore SF0. It's changed my life, and I vow to do anything it takes to make this game a more awesome and enjoyable and fantastic and inclusive game. And thank you all for electing me. I feel very, very honored.
Thank you, Pixie. And now we're going to turn it over to Low-Tech, a San Francisco resident and member of the game since back in the early days of the Impossible Exchange. Take it away, Low-Tech.
Thank you. I'm Senator Low-Tech. I stand for awesome tasking. Next.
Wow.
Nicely done, sir. Succinct and to the point. I like that. Okay, and now we're going to turn to one of our absent senators, Senator Poon. You've been away from the game for a bit, but I'd like to know where you stand on the issues.
I'm your boy. I killed my mother. There's no more out of jail. You can't get up on me in a state hospital.
What?
Turned me loose in the nervous hospital. And I was way off. He didn't do good whack with it. That second, I'm walking down there and put his head into. He had it to do over again. Would he do it the same way? I reckon I would. They told me I'm well from it now. Mustard's good on him to me. Thanks for my containers. I read the Bible quite a bit. I want to be baptized. You ought to have changed growed up. You ought not killed my little brother. You ought not done that to your boy. He would have had fun sometimes. Don't mean I don't care for you. Them stories your mama told me, they ain't in there. Gary. Bill Cox. Right for my containers. How much you on for them? You got any biscuits to sell in there?
Okay. Thank you, Poon. It's good to have you back with us. And now we're going to turn to Senator Spydare, who ran a phenomenal election campaign and managed to come into power with quite a mandate a couple of years back. Spider, what do you have to say to the people of SF-Zero?
I'd first like to thank you, Loki, for organizing this. I'd like to thank you, all fellow senators, for attending. And thank you, SF-Zero, for listening. I hope this will be an excellent opportunity to discuss the issues facing us today and to be of use to the larger community. I do agree that we as senators have a responsibility to help advance the game and help its players, and I hope that this is the first of many steps in doing so. So my name is Spider. I can also be pronounced Spider-Ease, Dare, Spider, a variety of other ways. First joined SF-Zero during Glasnost, the second era of SF-Zero, having discovered it through the help of Pirate Monkey, most famed and esteemed player from Impossible Exchange, the first era. I was immediately taken by the idea of the site and the community, but it took me a few months before I really felt like I was part of it and became integrated into it. And because of that, I've always felt that it's really important to communicate with new players and to bring them into the community, to encourage them to engage in the social aspect of the game. That I was elected to the SF-Zero Senate on October 21st, 2007. I'm the chairman of the Science and Technology Committee and have developed several tools such as the SF-Zero Monitor and other ones which are soon to be released. I am a strong supporter of science, including mad science, and have a particular attachment for robots and for mutant kittens. I think that SF-Zero is a fantastic and amazing community of people. I'm impressed and surprised by its diversity, that it encourages some of the best things that we aspire to. Creativity, exploration, adventure, that all of these things are the essence of drive. And it's no coincidence that I continue to use the word community, that I think one of the best strengths of SF-Zero is our ability as a community of people to support each other in that endeavor and to grow and to create. One thing before I finish, that I would like to mention, take this opportunity to say that some of you may know that SF-Zero, the donations to SF-Zero have not been covering the server costs for most of its existence, particularly the last several months. I think it's really important to make sure that SF-Zero is financially sustainable and so that it can continue into the future. I've signed up for a recurring monthly donation in order to help ensure that the site's costs are covered each month. And if you can, I do encourage anyone who can to do the same. This clearly shouldn't keep anyone from playing the game. I think that the most important things about it are that focus on the game itself and tasking. But I do want to encourage those of you who can help in this other way to do so. So in conclusion, I think that SF-Zero is a strong vision for the future, one of a community where we encourage and support each other to greater heights and greater adventures. That this is one of the most amazing groups of people that I have ever discovered, and I'm honored to be among your company. I continue to seek the support of SF-Zero as we move forward and hope that I can continue to help SF-Zero be an excellent place for people to explore and create new possibilities. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Spider. I'd like to turn the microphone over to Babe Hawaii, another senator elected in the current era. And somebody who has done a great deal to bring international tasking to the game of SF-Zero. Babe, take it away.
Okay. Hi, I'm Senator Babe, and I'm relatively fresh in the Senate here. And actually, I was truly amazed to be elected, so it was really nice to get this honor. And I'm planning on crafting a physical badge for wearing it also because and I also think that it's nice from Sean that he unretired the campaign trail task, because I think it's good to have new senators in the everyday life era and also for the next era, which I find should start pretty soon, because I think everyday life is pretty much over. But I think we're going to discuss this later on anyway. I did not really prepare for this because I didn't have lots of time, but hopefully when questions come up, I can contribute a little bit more.
Okay, thank you, Babe. And last but not least, I'd like to turn things over to our senator from Los Angeles, a man with so much drive he has to carry it around in, well, I'm not sure what you carry drive around in, but I'm sure he's got a lot of them, and they must have wheels. Lincoln, over to you.
Hey, everybody. I would guess my campaign sounds a lot like Lotex. I stand for awesome. That's awesome tasking and awesome living. I also stand for fun. There's a difference between awesome and fun, and I like to combine the two whenever possible. In fact, sometimes I'm not awesome, but I'm always having fun. So fun kind of is more important, or actually more prevalent. Those are two big things in my campaign, awesome and fun. And so is participation in friendliness, which I guess I would call love. I have a, you know, that's a big part of my my campaign. I also enjoy the barefootedness. I enjoy the bare everythingness. I'm for nakedness. That's a big plus for me. Naked feet are really great. They make everything better. I don't like being shod. I don't like being constrained. I don't like being constrained in anything, in life, in tasking, in clothing. And I'm glad that we can have a debate.
So the first question is kind of a multi-part question, but you should feel free to respond to whichever parts are particularly passionate issues for you. We've had a number of incredibly important topics come up throughout the last couple of years when campaigns are run. Broccoli, of course, is one of the most well-known, but we also have support for Hills with vigorous pro-Hill and anti-Hill lobbyists.
Down with Hills!
There is always the question of robot rights, whether robots should in fact be treated as humans, or whether perhaps they should be treated as something more than humans, whether we should raise an army to fight the robot army or swear our allegiance to them. Meat has come up repeatedly. Recently, we've had discussion of mutant cats. Are you for or against them? Pajamas, what is your response? And, of course, Godzilla is always a hot topic. With that wordy and seemingly incoherent question, I'll turn things over to Senator Lotech. You have a minute and a half, and there will be a 30-second rebuttal period, if anyone wants to use it after everyone has answered the question.
Sorry, can someone else take this first?
Yeah, if you'd like. Lincoln, would you be willing to step in?
Sure.
Go for it.
The question was about broccoli, robot rights. Okay, I got it. Broccoli. My stance is you got to bend your knees when you walk on it because it's really tricky and shifts a lot. It's like little trees, really. So you gotta keep a low center of gravity when it comes to broccoli. I'm obviously down with Hills. Hills are the blow, especially if you bike for a living. Robots should definitely have rights, but not enough that they can take over the world. I have a concern with them taking over the world, just so you know. I have no policy and no idea, and I have no response to Godzilla. I don't know if there's anything. Was there any other questions in there?
That's pretty much it. Although, if there are any other topics in the same vein that you would like to address that I've left out, you're welcome to pick them up.
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, Lotech, are you ready to join us or?
Sure.
Go for it.
All right. I think it's no secret. I do not support broccoli. It needs to be wiped off the face of the planet. Hills. I think I like hills. Hills, you can roll marbles down hills, you can roll shopping carts down hills, tires. Hills are useful. As far as Godzilla, I have no position on Godzilla. All right, next.
Okay, thank you, Senator Lotech. Senator Spider, where do you stand on the important issues?
Well, I guess I'd fully first like to respond to the issue of broccoli, that I fully support everyone's individual right to eat broccoli or not eat broccoli. I think it's important to maintain individual liberties, even for things we might not agree with. That said, I don't want to weasel out of giving a direct answer to the question. I personally enjoy broccoli. I think if you bake it with olive oil, garlic, a little salt and pepper, it comes out crisp and delicious, nutritious and healthy, quite tasty. But that said, again, I don't feel any need to impose my view on others, that broccoli's not for everyone, and people have the right to make their own choices. I stand by that position. I feel similarly on Hills. That I am a big supporter of rights for sentient robots, that I believe that the biological versus silicon origin of thought is not a good basis for discrimination, that I think our fear of robots should not keep us from addressing their basic rights, that as they become a larger part of our lives, we need to respect them as equals in order to move forward into the future together, and that if there is a need to prevent them from taking over the world, that those same constraints must be in place to keep humans from taking over the world. That discriminating against them purely on the basis of the their constructed nature or the origin of their thought is, in my opinion, unethical. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Pixie, where do you stand on the issues that matter?
The issues that matter? Okay. Well, let's see. First, regarding broccoli, I agree with Spider that each person has their individual right to choose whether or not they eat broccoli. I personally only choose to eat broccoli if it is cooked a little bit but not too much and or has delicious, amazing salad dressing on it. But under most circumstances, I would say that I'm pretty definitively anti-broccoli, although it can be very good in twice-baked potatoes. For Hills, I believe that Hills provide variety for the world. I think that even I support things such as cliffs, which, though some people may see these as dangerous objects, I believe that they make the world a much more beautiful and versatile place, which is a very important thing, and I think something that we really can think about and support on SF-Zero. As for robots, I do believe robots should have rights. I also believe that there should be some institutions in place to make sure that robots are getting the proper amount of love that they require, because most of the problems that I've heard of with robot revolutions and taking over the world happens when robots are mistreated. And so I think that if we, you know, start a Hug a Robot campaign, that this could potentially lead to some really good things for, like, robot-human relations, and that maybe we can live together in harmony and it can all work out. I actually just am an overall supporter of hugging in general. Are there any other issues you'd like me to address? Oh, and I totally support cats in whatever form they happen to come.
Okay, thank you, Senator Pixie. Now we'll turn things over to Dark Aardvark. Dark Aardvark, you've been around for a bit, and you've seen these issues come and go. Which ones do you care about?
Certainly. I've confronted some of these issues in the past. I'm on the record as being anti-broccoli, but I would like to state that that does not mean that I'm anti-vegetable. As broccoli substitutes, I would like to propose fresh spinach, chard, carrots. They're all great, but broccoli, I will not cross that line, sir. On the topic of Hills, I would like to say that I believe, rather, it's not even my beliefs. We know for a fact that Hills are just a theory. Hills aren't something that the so-called experts have ever truly proved definitively. If you ask a scientist, science doesn't even have an explanation for why Hills happen. Myself, I'm in favor of the teaching of intelligent topography. As for robots, my campaign itself was predicated on the coaching of a young robot named Autobot to sentience, and by the end of the campaign, he was able to successfully pass a Turing test against Tusser, aka Doc Harmon, which was moderated by Charlie Fish. So yes, I am strongly in favor of robots, what be they sentient or non-sentient, and I am in favor of the granting or upgrading of robots to sentient wherever possible.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Dark Aardvark. I've got quite a range of opinions here. Vigorously pro-robot, moderately pro-robot, anti-robot, perhaps. Senator Babe, where do you stand on these important issues?
Okay. Concerning the broccoli, I did not, before I played SF0, I did not really think about broccoli as that it could be something disgusting. And then actually, after hearing these concerns about broccoli, I kind of thought about it, and then I can totally understand people that they don't like broccoli, because if it gets cooked too softly, it's really disgusting. It also gets smelly then. And so I kind of, since playing SF0, I'm a little bit more picky with broccoli now, but if it's fresh and like just cooked a little bit, I still like it. And also I think one has to mention that it looks really like cute little trees. So it's a really pretty vegetable. That's a broccoli. Yeah. And concerning the hills, I didn't think about that before either, but actually I'm pro bicycle. So then naturally I'm against hills. So I would say down with hills. And repatriation, I don't know what it means. What is this question? Who was asking these questions? Eucalyptus tree repatriation?
Ah, yes. So that's something that came up in somebody's campaign a while back. So there are these invasive imported trees that are present in California and a couple of other places that are native to Australia. Cut down and exterminated in the national parks around here. So the question is whether you support a right of return for eucalyptus trees.
Yeah, I want to get a little bit more information about it first. Maybe next debate I'm going to comment on that one. Okay, pajamas. I'm against pajamas. That's easy to answer. Yeah, that's basically it. The other things, mutant cats, I don't know. I like the lol cats. But, yeah. And robots, yeah, I like the robots. I like MK2 robot. And I'm part of Team Probot. I think they're nice. Also, I like, yeah, basically that's it.
Okay.
Robots, robots, down with heels.
Good. Thank you, Senator Babe. And, let's see. Yeah, I think there are certainly a lot of fans of the MK2 robot. I suspect he would have a very successful Senate campaign were he ever to run.
Yeah, I would like to run a campaign.
So last but not least, I think we'll turn things over to one of our great Yarmouth players, the people who brought SF0 to the UK and made it their own. GY0 Ben, where do you stand on the important issues?
Your father was a woman! You're all indivisible! Yes! Yeah. I'm not the Messiah! You're a loony. Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest.
Good idea, O Lord. God is a good idea.
None shall pass.
What a strange person.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Your mother was a hamster and your father milk of elderberry.
No! That's the way you are, with nasty, big, pointy teeth.
We have a knight who says,
Oh Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thy enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy.
Okay, well, thank you, GY0 Ben. I appreciate having you here. It was nice of you to pop in. So I know I advertised that we would have rebuttals. I worry a little bit that this may end up taking a very long time. Does anyone have any thoughts off the record about whether or not we ought to go ahead with rebuttals?
I have rebuttals, so...
Okay, I guess why don't we go ahead and just, if you have a rebuttal, we'll go ahead and do a sweep, but no reason to make one up unless something particularly strikes you. I guess we'll go ahead and go down the list, 30 seconds max, starting with Lincoln.
I think I've been changed my mind. I'm okay with robots. Well, I've always been okay with robots. Mark II is a friend of mine. Sentience, that was brought up. I'm okay if they're sentient, with them ruling the world. I don't like the word taking over. It implies hostility. So I'm not in favor of robots taking over the world. But a love campaign for robots, hug a robot, I'm for that. And since two new things were brought up, cats, I'm in favor of cats, and I'm in favor of all animals, except for velociraptors. They frighten me. They're the only things that have ever frightened me. We're not going to talk about them. And pajamas. I'm anti-pajamas. Thank you, babe, for picking that up.
Okay, and I expect your pajama stance is probably just an extension of your stance toward all clothing and shoes and such. Low-tech, do you have any rebuttal?
I realized I didn't touch on the robot issue. I support robots. I think I might try to take over San Francisco with a robot soon. You'll see it soon, the upcoming the toy hacking task. Okay. I think I might release a killbot into the city.
I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. Spider, any rebuttal?
No rebuttal. I'd just like to say that I certainly support Kitten. That I particularly like to have some support for the diversity that's involved in both hills and on hills.
Okay. Pixie, anything you'd like to say?
Just that I'm going to hug the killbot, and then it will learn to love, and it will not take over San Francisco anymore. It will just skip with me on the beach.
Wow. That would make some interesting praxis. Dark Aardvark?
I wanted to respond to Pixie briefly, who mentioned that broccoli is delicious when covered in copious amounts of salad dressing. And while I will admit that this is true, it is precisely broccoli's tendency to soak up the salad dressing that makes it such a threat to our nation's salad reserves.
Okay. Babe, anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm actually good.
Okay.
But the fact that it sucks up the sauce, I find that quite good.
Okay, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree for this debate.
Yeah.
GY0 Ben, any last words?
I don't agree to that.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree about whether or not we should agree to disagree.
But Lotek, when you say that at least they look pretty, broccoli, it's like cute little trees.
Romanesco broccoli looks very pretty.
Okay, finding common ground in SF-Zero. GY-Zero Ben, any last words?
One time I asked to use the restroom.
Okay, that's good to know.
It was so bad. There was dirty little feces thrown all over the walls. It was very swollen. There was dirty little feces thrown all over the walls. I had pain all the time.
Well, back in 1979, I got real depressed when my off-the-wall album just got one lousy
grade. Ben, I think we're kind of getting off topic here, but we appreciate your input. I think I'll assume that was a direct response to Low-Tech. Okay, so moving on, we've made it through the first two questions. I'd just like to point out to the members of the listening audience that hills kill babies. I'm not making a value judgment. On to question three. We've had a couple of variations on this question suggested, so I'm basically going to leave it fairly free form and allow you to do what you will with it. We're told when submitting a player photo that you may be your character, but your character need not be you. My question for you is, what happens when people take this seriously? What is your policy? What is your platform when it comes to characters that depart from the one-player, one-character, traditional Judeo-Christian vision of how a game is played? What's your policy when it comes to sock puppets? Should sock puppets vote? Should sock puppets task? What's your policy regarding multiplayer characters? And we're going to kick things off with Spider. Once again, you have a minute and a half, and there will be a round of rebuttals.
Okay. I certainly have no problem with people playing characters on the site. I think that's a very interesting way to play and can help contribute to the narrative. I'm not, however, a big supporter of sock puppets, but I do recognize that they are a part of the game. I don't think that's likely to change. So I think what I'd like to do is encourage that they be used with caution and restraint, that when they contribute to the site and people's enjoyment or the story or the narrative, then I think they can be a force for good. But my main worry is essentially how easy it is, almost unintentionally, to take advantage of having multiple characters. It causes me some concern when I see someone posting Praxis both as their main character with a sock puppet as a collaborator. We've seen, for example, from Lincoln's cheat task that there's potential for using additional characters to sign up for additional tasks. Especially now that voting points are limited, I think that voting using sock puppets, again, which can happen unintentionally, is a potential worry in terms of vote inflation. And we've seen examples, several examples in the past, where sock puppets have been used to cause problems for perfectly good tasks, whether by voting or flagging. I think choosing which character you might be tasking it with is fine. And an interesting creative aspect of the game, the villain had multiple characters. Doc Harmon's transformation to Toycer, I thought was interesting. But so I would encourage people to think along those lines rather than trying to simultaneously take credit or use multiple characters using stock puppets. Okay. I believe that's my time, but I'm happy to continue.
Okay, thank you. Well, there's certainly some free time at the end for general follow-up. Mr. Lincoln, where do you stand?
It's torn because I agree with everything that Senator Spider has said about, you know, you could cause havoc with enough sock puppet and enough shenanigans. But I do find that if you have a sock puppet that has a unique view on the game and the universe and the world at large, you can offer something unique that you yourself or your character cannot add, then I think it's a worthwhile thing to add. I think you can run as many sock puppets as you have room for in your, you know, brain space or creativity. The problem being when it comes to voting, because there is a tendency or a, you know, great power of great responsibility. You could take the power of multiple characters and go a little crazy with it and start flagging things that you personally don't like, not thinking whether the other character, the other sock puppet, would enjoy that. And that being said, I think that everybody that playing the game is either a sock puppet of Anna One or GYO Daryl, so.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Lincoln. Senator Lotek, your response?
I don't have too many strong feelings towards sock puppets. I certainly don't like them being used for voting or flagging, but other than that, whatever. Next.
Okay, and now we'll move on to somebody who clearly knows nothing about puppetry. Cyber Kitty, would you like to respond?
You read about the German porn king shot 10 days ago, didn't you, at 38th and 8th? He thought he was an artist and wouldn't admit that he was just a pedophile. Believe me, he had plenty of chances to come clean.
Okay, good to know. On to Senator Pixie. Where do you stand on the sock puppet issue?
I personally, I've thought about creating a sock puppet, but I personally only have one character because that is the only person in my head right now who needs to be out on SF0. I kind of agree with Lincoln in the whole, basically you should be able to have as many characters as there are in your head, but you should be able to make sure that they are consistently controlling the character that they have been assigned, aka you shouldn't have one person controlling more than one character. But I do admit that more than one person can live inside one person. Or more than one character can live inside one person, if that makes sense. Like the Vixen and Christina, Kay, I think is a really good example of acceptable use of multiple characters for the same person. But I think that there are some huge potential issues that can come up with sock puppets, not just with flagging, but with Trucer's drive being taken away. I think that that's, well, that'll get addressed later, but I think that that's very dangerous application of sock puppets. And so I think they're integral, but they definitely can provide some problems.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Senator Pixie. On to Senator Babe. Where do you stand on sock puppets and multiplayer characters?
I find that if the sock puppets are tasking, they can't be seen as just sock puppets anymore. Then it's just like an additional character that someone might do. So I think if sock puppets task, then they should also vote. Or be allowed to vote. And also, I find that certain sock puppets, like, for example, Science Guru, is sometimes voting, which I find quite okay. So if it's not, like, why are you laughing? No, but I find if it's not something that happens all the time, if they don't vote, like, on every task of their creator or whoever, then I find it's also okay if they vote. It's just points. And, I was thinking about, I don't have a sock puppet. And I was thinking, but I was thinking about creating one sometimes when I thought that I want to comment on things and didn't want to have people to know that it's me. So that would be, but then I didn't do it. I just didn't do the comment because sometimes it's like, there are things to say which are not, probably not, or there are things to say. Sometimes things come to my mind where I want to answer on comments or on tasks also, which are probably not so friendly, just critical. And, then it would be nice to sometimes to not have people know who it is, but also it's not honest somehow. So, I didn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Babe. Finally, last but not least, Dark Aardvark. You've met some puppets in your day. Where do you stand?
First and foremost, I'd like to reassure my constituency that I never have and never will use sock puppets, but that doesn't mean that I'm opposed to them inherently. I believe that sock puppets can be a positive contribution to the narrative of SF-Zero, and certainly we've seen some really great tasking sock puppets, for example, like the gummy bears. As for voting, that's kind of a fine line. I think people need to use discretion. As for flagging, I don't think people should ever flag a task on more than one account. I think that's an area where people need to use the utmost discretion, because it's a very sensitive issue, and I think whether or not a task should be flagged should be left up to the voice of the people of SF-Zero rather than one individual. And certainly in the past we've seen some abuse of sock puppets, like the group of alt sock puppets that went around flagging all high score completions of certain tasks. And so there's certainly an area where sock puppets can be abused. But I think just because they can be abused doesn't mean they should be disallowed. And I think certain sock puppets have made important contributions to the game.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Aardvark. Now we'll go through for a quick round of rebuttals. Spider, would you like to respond?
No, I think that I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Lincoln?
Actually, yeah. And I'd like to admit here now that I have multiple sock puppets, many, many. And some of them I do not use for anything, no tasking, no anything. They're my storage ones. And those ones are easy to find. I also task with several sock puppets using creating their own unique narratives. But I never ever vote with me and a puppet. Sometimes I'll vote just with the puppet, and sometimes I'll vote with just with me, but neither with both. So if I think that he would like that task, I will vote with him instead of me, if you understand, if you get my meaning. Well, actually, I take that back. Once or twice it's happened where I voted and my sock puppets voted, and it makes me feel terrible, and I hang my head in shame. But sometimes I forget to look at who I'm signed in as.
Okay. Surprising revelations here in this debate. Thank you, Lincoln. Low-tech, any comments?
I'm good.
Okay. And Cyber Kitty, it sounded like you wanted to jump in with a response.
Yes, finally some honesty. Damn, you got me. Tell me about it. At least you'll die with a clean conscience.
Okay, good to know. Pixie, any last words?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Senator Babe?
I'm good.
And Dark Aardvark?
As to the issue of voting, just remember that a vote means more happiness, and a flag usually doesn't. So the consequences of voting too many times are a little bit different than the consequence of flagging too many times. That's all.
Okay, a good point. Although certainly flags deployed in the right place can bring happiness to people. I think we're all aware of the high score task. Question number four. Which comes out of the previous question in some ways. At the moment, we've got a Senate campaign by a character by the name of Squibbs, who claims to have taken the drive of another innocent player hostage. My question to you, Senators, is what is your strategy for resolving this hostage situation? Senator Lincoln.
I guess the only way to resolve it is to... acquiesce to his requests and vote. I can't see any other way around it, unless we can find a way to capture Squibbs' drive. And if we could, at the end of this, open it to a discussion and figure out how that could be done, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Okay. Next we have Senator Babe.
I already voted for Squibbs. the worst thing happened is that he becomes senator then, and then he rules SF0 with an iron fist, or I'm not really scared of him. I think it's vote for him. And then we can also see more completions from Doc Harmon. I actually also, I don't feel that he really lost his drive.
Okay, it sounds like you're suggesting that Doc Harmon may be somehow involved in the terrorist situation here. On to Senator Dark Aardvark.
I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree strongly with both of the senators that have spoken so far. As the government of SF0, we need to take a hard stance and say firmly that we will not negotiate with terrorists, no matter what. Squibbs has kidnapped a good friend of mine, and I'd like nothing more than to have his drive back, but we can't do it by negotiating with terrorists, much less by giving them a position on our auspicious council himself. Now, I can't confirm or deny the fact that we have assassins at our disposal, but let's just say that if I were Squibbs, I would watch his back.
Okay, and now we'll move on to Senator Lenk. Do you have a response?
I'll be back.
Okay. Would certainly intimidate me if I were Squibbs. Spider, what's your take on the whole issue?
Yes, I agree strongly with Senator Dark Aardvark. I think Squibbs' campaign is one of fear, not of effort, not of drive. That we cannot give in to Squibbs' terrorist threats. It's an unsustainable policy. That even if we thought that we could somehow trust him to keep his word and return Twicer's drive unharmed, that future puppets could hold us hostage for anything. And that would be an unsustainable situation to be in. Should Squibbs somehow be elected, I would certainly call for a vote to censure and remove him from the Senate. And I would propose instead, rather than giving in to Squibbs' terrorist threats, that we bring together a crack team of SF-Zero players to infiltrate his hideout and rescue Toyser's drive.
Yes.
By launching such a strike force, we have the best chance of rescuing it without giving in to terrorist demands and showing that we are strong against people who will attempt to use such tactics. I call upon all nearby SF-Zeroers and all good-hearted SF-Zeroers to take part and join this force.
Okay, well, we certainly found an issue upon which senators disagree strongly. Senator Pixie, where do you stand on the kidnapping?
I've actually thought about this a lot and taken personal efforts to try and resolve this crisis. I've come up with two potential strategies that are realistic that could easily get back Truser's drive. The first of which is to add Truser himself as a collaborator on one of our senatorial campaigns. That way he's a senator, so that way he has more power and can go and take his drive back for himself. The other is to add Squibbs as a collaborator until Truser's drive is safely returned and then quickly drop him as a collaborator. That way he thinks that he gets to be a senator, but then he loses his Senate seat.
Okay, a fine response. Senator Lowtech, what about you?
I just read this right now. I think I'm going to vote for him. I think it'd be interesting to release a tyrant into the Senate. There, done. Next.
Okay, we've got a representative from the pro-evil caucus here. Okay, let's go ahead and do a round of rebuttals. Try to keep it to around 30 seconds or so. Senator Lincoln, anything to say?
I'm for storming the castle. And I think whatever it takes to get us to get together to make a plan, I'm in.
Okay, Senator Babe?
Sorry, are these the answers to like what others said? Or?
Yeah, if you have any response to what the other people said to this question.
Yeah, I have. Now that I heard Senator Spider's speech, I agree with him.
Wow.
Nice speech.
This seems to be quite a sea change in the Senate. Senator Aardvark, any comments?
I'll agree with Lincoln. I'm all for having fun storming the castle.
Okay. Senator Lank, anything you'd like to say?
Here's my plan. Goodbye.
Okay. And Senator Spider, any further comments? You seem to have done quite a job at winning over the rest of the Senate.
No, I'd just like to thank my fellow senators for joining me in this.
Senator Pixie?
If we're going to storm the castle, let's please reapprove the task Kidnap Me Gently so we can get points for it. But I'm all for storming the castle or for doing it the clever diplomatic way, whichever is most popular among all of you and the players at
the spoken like a true politician. Lowtech, any response?
I think I might be defending the castle. We'll see.
Okay. On to question five. So this question is inspired by some comments that our esteemed player in Los Angeles, CM, made. We don't play this game in a vacuum. Our tasks and the game itself is embedded in the real world, and it affects real people, including non-players. The question is, when you're taking it to the limit, how far is too far? Are there tasks that shouldn't be completed? Are there tasks that shouldn't be approved? Are there things that you would not do for the game? And we're going to turn that over, first of all, to Senator Aardvark.
Oh, boy. This is a difficult question. There are certainly things that I wouldn't do, and I think there are things that people logically, within the bounds of good taste, should not do during tasking. However, I think interacting with non-players in all sorts of manners is one of the greatest aspects of SF-Zero. And if it gets you some strange looks or cold shoulders or even, you know, getting yelled at by a security guard, all of which have happened to me in the course of my tasking, I don't think it's something to shy away from.
Babe, do you have any response?
Yeah. actually, I don't really understand this question because I haven't seen that. I haven't seen a lot of completion so far where I thought that people were unrespectful or mean with interacting with other persons. So I have the feeling that people in SF0 quite handle this very good anyway. And concerning the tasks, I mean, there are tasks that shouldn't be approved, but most of the times they don't get approved anyway. So I don't really see that much of a problem here.
Okay, yeah? Thank you. And Senator Lincoln, you've made something of a name for yourself, taking things to the limit. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't think there's anything I wouldn't do. I don't think there's any task I would not try to complete and try to complete it as taking it to the limit as possible. And I can't imagine anything that I would do that would harm or harass or be unethical to non-SF0 players. There's only one task that I'm afraid to do. And not afraid is probably not the right word, but I'm apprehensive about. And luckily it hasn't been approved yet, but I'm thinking of just level zeroing it to, you know, scare myself to death.
What is it?
It's called Luke Reinhardt at Heart. And it's a little bit hardcore. It would literally change my life and my relationship with everybody I know. And that would be weird. That's all.
Well, I, for one, would certainly be interested in seeing that completion. I should say, by way of disclosure, that I've talked with Senator Lincoln about this in the past, and he recommended the book on which that task is based, which was certainly an interesting read. Senator Spider, what do you think? Is it possible to go too far?
I do. I think that so far we've been fortunate in that the people of SF0 have not gone too far, and that they've been very good and respectful in their tasking. I think that there's a phrase that said at the beginning of most games of Journey to the End of the Night, that this is a game that takes place in the real world, and as such, it does not provide you immunity or exception from the laws of the real world, whether those are physical laws or governmental laws. And I think that something similar is true here, that while this is a game, and certain things are more acceptable in a game than they would be in other places, that playing SF0 certainly doesn't provide you immunity from the same ethical concerns that you would have in the rest of your lives. And so I think that, at least in my opinion, that line comes somewhere around causing someone actual harm, that I think it's okay and it's sometimes even necessary to make people uncomfortable or to conform. Sometimes that's the only way to give them something new, a new experience, a new awareness. But that I do believe that something that would be considered actual harm, whether that's physical or mental harm, is a boundary that I think would be going to.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Spider. Let's see. Let me just figure out where we are here. So moving on to one of the senators who's made a bit of a name for himself by taking things to the limit. Senator Poon, what do you think? How far is too far?
Well, I think I did. I'm a psycho. Well, I have a teleprompter.
I should say it seems a bit unfair that none of the other senators have been given teleprompters, but nonetheless, we'll go with it here. Anything else you'd like to say, Senator Poon?
Strangle his mothers.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to Senator Lotek, what do you think?
I'm a little conflicted about that one. I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask about that. There's certain... I don't know. I used to do some things just for fun, sometimes for tasking, sometimes not for tasking. I'm less willing to do. I don't know if I'm willing to stand on top of a bus stop these days anymore, remove bolts to access the electrical system, or... I don't know. I'm a little conflicted about that one. I think it's made for some good times, but also a little bit of property damage to the city.
It's a rare and beautiful thing to find a politician who's willing to admit that he doesn't know the answer. That's refreshing. I've always maintained that if it weren't ethical, it wouldn't burn. Senator Pixie, what do you think?
Well, I have personal limits. I'm not sure if I should impose limits on other people. I obviously think that actually harming another person, at least like physically and or emotionally, is a bad plan. I think that some tasks can be taken to mean that or interpreted to mean that, and I think that people should avoid interpreting tasks that way. But then again, I'm kind of a humanitarian crisis person. I think that, you know, tasking should be used to help the people of the city or the people of your community in general and the people on the site. Except for revenge tasking. I highly support revenge tasking. I personally have found out things about myself from taking tasks to limits that I didn't know were possible. And I think that it's a really rewarding and awesome experience. So I think that taking tasks to the limit as much as you can is definitely a good thing, as long as it's not harming anyone else and as long as you don't die. I'm talking to you, Lincoln.
Yeah, here.
Okay, thank you. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals. Anyone who would like to respond to previous comments? Dark Aardvark?
No comment.
Babe?
I'm good.
Lincoln?
Actually, the ethical part of this, and how, because nobody's done anything unethical that I find unethical yet. And I would say that we kind of police ourselves, and I'm going to use the analogy of why I love the movies and the series of Jackass and why I hate Borat. And it's because Jackass, they make fun of themselves, whereas Borat pokes fun at people who aren't in on the joke. And we do the Jackass kind of thing here, where the joke is always on us, and we never, you know, fuck with other people. And I'm in favor of that. So far, and we should... I think we police ourselves is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds good. Senator Spider?
No further comment.
And Senator Poon, I believe you had something you wanted to say?
That went down like a non-sexist.
Okay. Low-tech?
I'm good.
Pixie?
I've said everything.
Next question. This is a topic that's come up a number of times throughout the game and in the comments associated with a number of different Senate campaigns. The question is basically, how do we bring people to SF-Zero? And once we've brought them to the game, how do we encourage them to stay? And once we've convinced them to stay, how do we get them to task in a way that brings us pleasure? How do we turn them from non-players into polished, excellent taskers? And we're going to, let's see, let me find where I am here. We're going to open that question up with GY0 Adam, I believe.
Hi. What do you look like? What's the problem? Why are you calling me?
Shut up. Okay. I think that... That certainly leaves us with food for thought. Senator Babe, what do you think? How do we bring new people in and get them tasking well?
Yeah, I find this question very important because it bothers me lots of times when people are new in the game and they add lame tasks, as is written here in this thing here, and then people drop mean comments, because even if it's their first task and they might not know how to play the game, and as soon as someone says something mean, then they will not log on again and they will not even try. And I think it happens quite often, and I normally, if the task is lame, I just say nothing. I think that's enough, because then they can even have a second chance. But if people say bad things then, or are mean, and then they never log on again and they don't even try. So I'm against negative commenting first tasks at all.
Okay, thank you, Senator Babe. Dark Aardvark, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I agree with Babe. I think sometimes some people can have a tendency to come on a little bit too harshly to new players when I think the way to get them, to encourage them to task more is to greet them warmly and talk to them about the way that we like to play the game, which might not be necessarily the way that they think the game should be played, but to be tolerant of the way that people come in. And if we want them to do things differently, to approach it in a nice fashion. In terms of getting more people to come to SF0, getting people to stay with SF0, I think one important thing that we need to think about is that when SF0 was first created, it was, you know, basically a group of people in San Francisco who all knew each other, and one of the biggest influxes of people back in the day was the old Minnesota Zero, who were another group of people who were all very closely related and knew each other. And the type of people who are coming to SF0 nowadays are people who probably don't have anyone who plays SF0 in their city, or don't know anyone who plays SF0, but just stumble upon the site. And I don't have any good solutions for how to best keep them here and get them tasking, but I think it's something to be aware of, that, you know, I think we could look towards making tasks that allow people to integrate tasking with their group of friends who may or may not be involved in SF0 already without making them join the game as well, and things like that.
Okay, thank you, Senator Aardvark. Lincoln, what do you think?
I'd say I'd go for a warm welcome for the orphans that Dark Aardvark was talking about. Just, I try to welcome everybody who I see any potential at all. I send them an email and just give them a warm welcome, saying, hello, we value you. And the way to get them to task correctly is by tasking by example. You get, you know, you show them what we like and what we accept. And when they do poorly and they're just throwing crap up there, I like to use the Waldo Cheerio method of pointing out, you know, nicely and friendly, welcome, here's what we think you might be striving to do. And, you know, he has a good speech that he writes on the new tasks, and I'm for that approach.
Okay, thank you, Lincoln. Senator Pixie.
Okay, this is something which I have thought extensively about, being that I sucked for a while. No offense to me. Well, actually, yes. I did not task nearly as well as I could for a while. But I also think that it is kind of important to let this game also be a casual creative outlet for some, because I personally now like tasking to the limit as much as I can. I am really excited about potential collaborating long distance and other such things, but I know that other people just kind of use this game as an occasional, oh, well, this might be a fun thing to do once a month, or, oh, well, I'll just casually get into it. I like the fact that the game has that kind of flexibility, and if it didn't have that kind of flexibility, then I probably couldn't have gotten into it. I think that there should be a twofold strategy of how to welcome players and get them into the game. I think that potentially, like, we should take it upon ourselves to personally make sure that every player who signs up and does at least one task is somehow welcomed in some way. And I think that maybe in the long term, such as the next era, we should come up with a kind of a longer orientation process than just submit a player photograph. Because while that does introduce people to the game, I think that we could definitely come up with something a lot more cool and a lot more ARG-ish. I also think that, I know this sounds bad, but new players should have slightly less freedom so we can kind of push them in the right direction. Not to say that, like, I love how much freedom this game has, but I think that it's much more cool if you earn it as you level up than if you just are given this wide open expanse and then you don't know what to do with it and then you quit. Because I know a lot of people who are just overwhelmed by the game and all the different options they have and then just don't really know what to do and leave. So if we started out more like a directed game
and then maybe make it broaden out and get more creative as we level up, I think that could potentially be a good strategy.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Pixie. Spider, what are your thoughts?
Many, I think, of my thoughts have already been said by my esteemed colleagues. So I'd like to thank everyone who spoke so far. That I think that the points about allowing for different ways of play, making sure to encourage new players gently rather than sort of harshly judging the tasks that they do, that all of us, I think, have had tasks, particularly at the beginning of our experience on SF-Zero, that were less well done than we would do now or than we have grown into doing. So I think, I guess I'll simply extend upon that a little bit by saying that I think it's a big part of this is helping people understand the nature of the site. That it may be true that some people who come and begin tasking, it turns out, are less interested in this. But that for those who are, I think that they respond really well to essentially community invitation. That this is one really effective way of doing this is commenting on their tasks, saying what it was that you were interested in it, and showing them other examples of tasks that they might enjoy and might see as inspiration. I think that this is a really good method and has worked very well. I guess I have one final comment, which is you mentioned essentially how do we get them to task the way we want them to? And I would turn that around a little bit and say that I think that there are, in fact, a variety of different kinds of tasking. You know, you can imagine many of the different players, you know, even in this senatorial debate, play sort of very fairly different kinds of SF-Zero games. And so I think I would encourage people to engage with new players and bring them in, but that anyone who is excited and who is brought into SF-Zero, I think will bring with them an interesting style of play, and that we should encourage that.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Low-tech, last but not least, how do you respond?
I'm not really sure what the best way to deal with it is. I think Babe had it right, just... you know, if you're not interested, just leave it alone. I think maybe Lincoln had the best point. Just ultimately, you got to task by example. Like, I don't think it's fair for me to really comment on people's tasks if I'm not tasking. Plus, a lot of my early tasks were pretty awful. So, I don't know. I'd say just let people play the way they want and, you know, support what you like via voting and commenting.
Okay, sounds good. I guess we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone wants to rebut, starting with, I believe it was GY0 Adam that we began with.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl. Says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
Okay, a passionate defense against some accusations that someone may have made. Babe, any rebuttal?
Yeah, I wanted to say, because Pixie said that maybe the players, new players, should have less freedom. I don't agree with that, because I find that there's no reason, because everyone should really see SF-Zero as a playground where they can play however they want to and whatever they like. If it's not interesting to read through, then I mean, no one has to read every task completion. I find that every new player should have the same rights than the older ones.
Okay, thank you, Babe. Dark Aardvark.
I just want to I'll toot my horn very briefly and mention that a long time ago I did a task called Instruction Manual, where I made a very brief guide, not about necessarily how to play the game, but about the sorts of things that we like to see in completions that we give votes for, that, you know, generally it's things happening in the real world. We like to see photographs and stuff. And I'm sure it's old and out of date, and I'm sure there's better ways to say it, but I think something like that, not necessarily the pamphlet itself, could be added to the site itself when new players are registering, just to give them some kind of an idea of the types of things we like to look for when we give out votes.
Okay, thank you. Senator Lincoln?
First, to Pixie and Low-Tech, and everybody thinks that they were terrible to start. We were all terrible when we started. unless your name is Haiku, you were a terrible player when you started, and you did bad tasks, and that's just the way this game works. And then second, I disagree with Babe about the restrictions that Pixie mentioned. I think I have an idea about starting the next era, and it has something to do with what she said. You should have to complete player photo plus, is what I like to call it. So it's player photo in addition to something else. So you add something to your photo. So you have to do a photo and, an essay about, it's not an essay, but there should be something else. And I don't know what that thing is yet, but I'm in favor of putting some kind of a restriction on. I'll discuss it in the next topic.
Okay, I think we'll have that'll feed in nicely to the next topic. Senator Pixie?
I forgot to mention something, which is basically that the how-to part should be updated past, Gasnot or whatever the last era it actually was relevant, because a lot of everything has changed since. Basically, I think our site needs an update, and that would kind of help new players. And, linking the wiki and updating the wiki would also probably be a good plan. But I think that I've made my stance pretty clear.
Okay. I remember when I started playing, it took me a long time to figure out that we didn't actually have a very limited number of votes, as the new player manual suggested. Senator Spider, any rebuttal?
No further comments.
And Low-Tech?
I've got a lot of ideas about how to move forward, but I think that might pertain to the new era question. I'd like to see Dark Aardvark's instruction manual kind of set up as a software user agreement when you sign up.
Now the question that I think everyone's been chomping at the bit for. Imagine that you've suddenly been given a magic wand and you're allowed to design the next era and to remake the game however you like. What are you going to do with that power? I'll start with one of our absentee senators, Cyber Kitty. You've been playing for years. What do you think?
Get your mother, please.
Okay, moving on from there. Senator Spider, I'm sure you've got a lot of thoughts about this topic.
I do. I had some trouble trying to organize them. But I think they come down to a couple of things. The first, so we've been talking a little bit about the tasks that are available to you at the beginning. And I think, in fact, this actually applies to tasks available as you go higher. That there's an idea, essentially, that restrictions breed creativity. That by having only certain things you can do, that encourages you to come up with creative ways to do them. And in particular, I think that one of the limits that I thought was interesting and a good benefit for the game was the specific groups that were required in order to sign up for a task, the trajectories of desire, that they encourage a certain degree of collaboration with other groups in order to get the abilities that, or to sign up for the tasks that you like. I'd also like to see more, essentially, abilities unlocked as you go higher, that we've mentioned this before, that I think this could tie in nicely with having, essentially, an ability to sign up for an additional trajectory of desire with each level, thus granting you not only higher level tasks, but a greater variety of types of tasks. Before I go further, I'd actually like to request that we extend the time portion slightly for this question. Excellent. Thank you. One other thing that I think that was played with at the beginning of this era was the idea of more community involvement in task approval, and that I thought that this was a very good idea, one that I think could go further by a combination of two things. One, by making the submitted but unapproved tasks more visible. It could be done simply by having a link on the sidebar, but basically making it so that it is easy to find and see these, that it's not only the experienced players who seek them out and comment upon them and bring other people to them. And so using the, and then second, using the interested in signing up for this task as a way of essentially getting tasks to a level where they are approved and available to be signed up for. A couple of sort of miscellaneous technical ideas that I think might be helpful include a multi-photo uploader to upload more than one picture at a time. So if this is not done, I might just release the code that I have in order to provide this ability. Notifications on tasks and praxis that you're following. And finally, the ability to level zero tasks, essentially officially. That is that you can sign up for them, they'll show up in the normal praxis, but that you've indicated that you're doing them not for score or for votes, but essentially just to show something interesting. But that said, I should yield my time to the rest of the Senate. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Senator Babe?
I just had one change of the error because I started playing an insertability error, and concerning everyday life, I don't know how it is normally when the errors change, but I had the feeling when everyday life came up that the game kind of lost a little bit of energy, and I thought it would be nice when the new error comes up that the overall theme would be something a little bit more generous again, and like not everyday life. And then the groups thing is something I also did not experience because I was always free to choose out of all the tasks. I don't know about this, could be interesting, but it would probably also be something like more going back because some of you already played for the groups. And concerning what Spider said about the pre-tired task thing, I think that it's just players who played a little bit can go into this and also say that they're interested in collaborating on this. It's probably to keep the sock puppets out of the thing, but I don't know. Because if it's that everyone can go to the pre-tired tasks and say that they're interested in collaborating on them, and then they get approved automatically, that's kind of an invitation for sock puppets. But I don't know, it's probably more a technical question how to solve that. Yeah, and also voting, with the voting points, I don't know, I think there are different opinions on that topic. I personally find it nice to vote with lots of points, so I don't see a reason to restrict these voting points by having to earn them. I always had enough voting points since they changed it at the beginning of the era, but some people ran out on voting points, and I find that even if players don't task themselves a lot anymore, something like, for example, DAX or CM also, they are not tasking a lot anymore, but still they are kind of part of the community and they should have points to vote all the time, I find. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Babe. Senator Pixie, if you were in charge, how would you change the game?
Well, for one thing, I would give more control to the community at large, aka having maybe senators be on the committee of people who approve tasks or people who have, basically giving simultaneously more player control to the like structure of the game itself, and in a lot of ways less. And I know that sounds bad, but basically I think that the game should start out a bit more, as I said, a bit more closed, a bit more, you know, here are your limits, here's the structure. That way people can kind of get accustomed to it and figure out what kind of player they want to be before they're given quite as many options. I kind of like Spider's idea of being able to gain new trajectories as you level up, although I really like the idea of being able to experiment with a bunch of different kinds of trajectories of desire, because I believe that really what we have the desire to do is to task. And that just because I like helping people doesn't mean that I should only be in humanitarian crisis. Just because you like robots doesn't only mean that you should like robots and have to task with equivalency. I do think that level zero tasks should definitely be able to be signed up for. I hardcore support that with all of my heart. And I think that there should be more high-level tasks that exist that can be signed up for, because we have, like, a lot of, like, 15-point tasks, and then we have two, like, 200-point tasks, and I don't think that's particularly fair. Also, I noticed that a lot of really high-level tasks are BART, and I think that other trajectories should be able to have that. But again, my thoughts on it, on A New Era, aren't super organized. I haven't had time to, like, you know, write down everything and be like, this is exactly how I want the era. So I think that that would basically be some of my thoughts on potential new era things.
Okay, thank you, Senator Pixie. Low-tech, you've been playing this game, I think, longer than anybody else in the room. What are your thoughts?
As far as the new era goes, I want to see, the only thing I really want to see is a major change to the tasks available. I think, well, pretty much any task can be done in an interesting or amazing or fun way, whatever. I want to limit the ones like everyday life, where while certain people will do interesting ones, there's going to be about 100 more who just kind of fill up the praxis, and I don't know. I think it would make for a more interesting game if the task like forced you to like make something rather than just type or, you know, take a picture of your cat or whatever. I know that's one thing, but the other thing to encourage, like, playing for votes as opposed to just points would be to eliminate the points and all points, automatic points from completing a task, and you'd only get your points from votes. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Over to the Interrex. What are your thoughts, Lincoln?
I agree with almost everything Spider said. He has a great idea, and pretty much the same idea as I have, which I think we should level up. Every task every level you complete unlocks certain new aspects of the game. And I think every level should unlock something new and unique and awesome to keep pushing you for new levels. And they should be clearly stated at the beginning so you know what you're aiming for. Like I said, when you start the game, you should have to do a player photo plus something else. And I think the plus something else is making your page, your player page. You know, you have two things. You have your page and then your player photo. I think you should make your player page have some content that is not just, hi, my name's Bob. I don't know what that is yet, but it's something. And we should put something in addition to the player photo. And I like starting with a trajectory. Like, when you sign up, you are HC. That's all you can do. You're a humanitarian crisis person. Once you get to level 2, you can now add another group that you want to add. Like, oh, I think I'm going to try out some BART. I like that idea of leveling up with them. But in addition, I think, and these are just a few things I scribbled down during the people that are talking. I don't know what 1 through 3 is. I started going backwards. Level 4, perhaps, is when you can start seeing level 0 tasks. The, you know, submitted but not approved. You can, there's a list and it pops up and you can start seeing them at level 4. I think level 5, perhaps, you get unlimited votes. You can vote for anything you want all the time. You know, you don't have that cap. 6, perhaps you can vote for more than 5 points per task once you get to level 6. Bust out a 10-pointer. Like, oh, that thing, I wish I could vote twice. Well, now you can. Maybe that's also a big weapon where you can only use it a few times per era. I'm not sure about that. We'll talk about it. I think 7, perhaps, you become, or the game kind of becomes a wiki for you. So we can then edit the pages that only SSI have been able to edit in the past. So if we want to add content, like if we want to put Dark Aardvark's awesome player guide up on the front page, then we'd be able to do that. Because right now, as much as they are awesome, SSI and I, the reason that Everyday Life hasn't had a new task every day is because those are busy people living busy lives who have shit going on. And it'd be great if we could burden ourselves with that crappy task of running the site and making those little things. I mean, obviously, I don't have the computer skill to do it, but I have the willpower. And I've always said level 8 should be level 0. Once you get to level 8, you unlock all of the level 0 tasks, which means you get a blank form. It doesn't have anything written in it. It doesn't have any points attached. And then you can write in whatever heading you want. So you could write in Luke Reinhardt at Heart. You get no points for it. You get nothing for it. But you can then complete it, and it'll show up on the Praxy page. And I think it also means it unlocks all retired tasks as well.
And yes.
So as soon as you get to level 8 and you unlock those retired tasks, those come in at the point, you know, the point value that they were retired at. So, oops, here's a photo of my cat that shows up as a 10-point task, and you get 10 points for putting that up there. I think those are, in addition to everything Spider said, which were those are phenomenal.
Sounds good. Finally, over to Senator Aardvark. What would you do with absolute power?
Absolute power. It's a tempting notion. I think Lincoln had a lot of really good ideas. I think the idea of starting out with one or two groups and then adding more as you level up is a really good idea, because I agree that restrictions do breed creativity. And I remember what it was like to force yourself to pick a group to align yourself with, and then when you wanted to collaborate or when you wanted to do a task in another group, to find someone to collaborate with who was a member of that group. And I don't think it would end up being all that restrictive, since as you continue to level up, you'd get new groups. So I think that's a feasible option. One thing I've mentioned before would be adding little sort of add-ons to tasks that you just get, you know, a couple points for things like, say, you know, completing a task in public while wearing a silly hat, or using fire to complete a task. I don't think that's a game changer, but I think it'd be a fun one. One other thing that I'd like to see is to have tasks progress from a lower to higher level, from sort of concrete to abstract progression, where lower level tasks are more go do this thing. And I don't think that necessarily restricts creativity. In fact, I think some of the coolest completions we've seen are of tasks that are very specific. But I think tasks that, you know, the you'll know what to do, or the very abstract tasks, can produce very cool results, but I think those should be higher level tasks.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Okay, we'll do a quick round of rebuttals if anyone has any, starting with CyberKitty.
So why am I still alive?
Okay, and Senator Spider?
I guess I just maybe have one more thing to add, which is the thought to get people thinking about the theme of the new era, that I think the theme is important and something that can really drive tasking. Situationalist theory, I think, has been very commonly employed in past eras. One thought, given what we've been talking about, sort of like the phrase revolution within everyone's reach, this idea of a community-oriented progression through the game, allowing people to discover things, to change things about SF-Zero and themselves.
Okay, sounds good. Senator Babe?
Yeah, I liked what Lincoln said, the Lincoln ideas, but as I remember, when the change was from insatiability to everyday life, it also started with lots and lots of restrictions, and that made lots of really nice players somehow stop with the game and kind of took the fun away. So I think when we start up with the new era and there are more restrictions, then it has to be communicated very well with how this can develop or where this should lead.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Senator Pixie?
I loved Lincoln's ideas. I loved Spider's ideas. I wish that we had more than just a symbolic role in the game. And that's basically what I have to say.
Okay. Let's see. Who's next? Senator Lowtech? And Senator Lincoln?
First of all, keep it down, 4B. And then second, I like the thinking about the title that Spider was talking about and his idea of revolution that within everyone's reach is a good idea. To me, that sounds like evolution. Maybe our new era could be called evolutionary.
Okay. And Senator Dark Aardvark?
I'm good.
Next question comes from Susie Durkins, our esteemed player in Mexico City. And Susie says...
Citizen Susie Durkins here. Senators, I would like to ask your opinion about the accusation that SF0 promotes schizophrenia. And also, I would like to ask Senator Spider about when we can expect to see that training and certification program for good keepers implemented. Thanks. Hugs all around.
I'm going to start by turning this over to Senator Babe.
I haven't heard about this schizophrenia thing so far, but I don't believe it. That's the first thing. And the Good Kisser badge, I was reading this thread at the game, but I'm not really sure if it would be good to have something like a school or whatever Spider wants to open up for earning this. But I find there has to, maybe next era, it could be something that could happen. There has to be a way to earn this badge. Definitely.
Okay. Senator Aardvark?
In response to the accusation that SF0 causes schizophrenia, we would like to vociferously deny that, and that is all we have to say.
Okay. Turning it over to Senator Lank, if you're willing to join us.
Yeah, what's happening? So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Okay. Senator Lincoln?
I have no comment on schizophrenia. Badges? The Good Kisser, I totally want the Good Kisser. But that doesn't mean that I don't want every single other badge on the game. I want the Engineer badge more than anything. I want the Shoot to Kill badge, and I'm willing to take schools down to get it. I want the Authenticated Human Being. And speaking of all the badges, we should bring back the Dispatch Challenges. Those were awesome. Anybody remember the Dispatch Challenges?
These were the podcast tasks? These were from the newsletter. That's right.
Yes. He would come up with a challenge and say, go out and do this task. Whoever gets the most votes within a week wins. And he only did it 3 times. I like those.
Interesting. I guess we haven't actually seen a newsletter since Orion has let it go. That's an interesting point. Okay.
They did it once after. Later, they did it once, just point of fact. They did it on the main page. They did a dispatch challenge.
Oh, interesting.
Outside of it.
Okay, I guess we'll move on to Senator Lowtech. Any thoughts on schizophrenia and the Good Kisser badge?
No comment on either of those. I would like to see more dispatch challenges, too, though. Remember, the only one I remember was to make a 30-second horror clip, and for like a week or whatever, there's a... all these awesome little horror movies people made, and that was pretty neat.
Okay. Senator Pixie?
I am all for badges. All badges. I just wrote SSI a very long letter yesterday being like, hey, I love badges. You should, like, have clear ways of possibly getting them, or at least have some way of possibly getting them that exists. I think that I would be either a good recipient or good certifier for a Good Kisser badge, being that I have plenty of experience in this particular field, and I would consider myself an expert. however, I do not live in San Francisco or near anybody, so perhaps this be a Portland branch of the good kissing bureaucracy. As for schizophrenia, I would like to say that none of the four people in my head think that this game causes schizophrenia, being that they were all here before the game. However, I do think that maybe this game is a really good way of dealing with schizophrenia in a constructive way.
Okay. Senator Spider, the person I think who has done more than anyone else in this game to turn good kissing into a respected academic discipline, would you like to respond?
Certainly. Regarding schizophrenia, as chair of the Science and Technology Committee, I, of course, strongly support evidence-based governance, and thus far I've seen no evidence to support this, particularly given Pixie's excellent point about the difference between correlation versus causation. Indeed, I would point out that many psychologists have done some research indicating that having multiple different outlets for your personality can help you be more psychologically healthy. I believe on the theory that essentially when you're having trouble, for example, at work, you can still take solace in the fact that you're a good parent or a good sister or a good SF0 player. So until I see more hard evidence suggesting a causal link, I don't think further action is needed at this time. So on the Good Kisser program, that I am at least 30% serious about this, and that I think it's possible to find instructors by first seeking out people who are self-diagnosed good kissers, and if we wanted to be more quantitative about it, then we could take a selection of people and ask them to rate each of those potential instructors. And while we might not end up with the absolutely guaranteed verifiable best, I think this would be an excellent starting point. Next steps on a curriculum would be the survey of different types of kisses that might be enjoyed and progressing to work to figure out what it is about each of those kisses that actually makes them most effective at giving that experience. And at that point, the rest is mostly iterative pedagogical work, just refining the techniques in order to convey these methods to anyone who would want to be earning the badge. And so there is strong support from the community and from those who are interested in signing up and being part of this. Then I think that within 6 months, I think that we could have a valid certification program.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Would anyone like to make a rebuttal to any of those points?
Yes.
Go ahead, Senator Pixie.
I'd like to say that kissing cannot be looked at in such a scientific and deconstructed manner. Kissing is an art just as much as it is a science, and I think that it's very subjective, and that while there can definitely be, like, while kissing can definitely be improved over time, I still think it's too individual to, you know, perhaps create a curriculum for teaching good kissing, especially on something on the internet.
Okay, any other rebuttals?
I was going to say a fine point, Pixie, but I was. I was going to say.
Oh. Let's go with Senator Babe to start.
I find Pixie should get the badge.
Okay, and Lincoln?
Spider's a geek.
Okay, starting to get some fighting words as we approach the end here. So I think we're going to...
Sorry,
what was that?
That's a lovely word. I love geeks.
Okay, moving on to the final question, which isn't really much of a question. Going to give a call for... Oh, I'm sorry. Spider, did you want to jump in with a rebuttal to that rebuttal?
I would, thank you. I first wanted to say that yes, it is unique, I'm proud of it. And that it is true that what Pixie says, that this is should be considered more of an art form and art training. And a particularly rigorous, quantitative, absolutely verifiable method that I still think that it would be valuable and would help help people improve their art, let us say.
So I think at this point we're going to move on to the final question. This is a free form open, well, not really a question, but an invitation to vent anything that needs to be vented. So you're free to speak for about 2 minutes or so, but I probably won't cut you off unless you push it to quite an extreme. And there will be no additional rebuttals. We're going to kick things off with Senator Pixie. Any closing statements you'd like to make?
Thank you for electing me. I support awesome tasking. I support level zeroing. I support good kissing. Thank you for having this game exist so I can play it and so it can consume my life. And I hope that all of you senators and all of you players listening have a fantastic day.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Pixie. I'm glad you were able to join us. Managed to get elected just under the wire to join us in this debate, and we're able to make it for the whole thing. It's been a pleasure. Senator Dark Aardvark, any closing comments?
The one thing I wanted to say is that we've got a perpetually sort of running text chat going on Skype that anyone who plays SF-Zero should be a part of. Right now it's in a bit of a lull, but when it's going good, it's a really great place to hang out and talk to your fellows from SF-Zero. So if anyone wants to join that, my name on Skype is DarkAardvark1, or you can contact any number of various other people who are in the Skype chat, and we'd love to see you there. That's about it. Thank you for having the debate, having all of us, and God bless SF-Zero.
Thank you, Senator Aardvark. Okay, Senator Spider, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Certainly. At first, thank you all again, honored senators, for attending, and thank you, Loki, and thank you to all of SF-Zero who've inspired all of us throughout the years. I think we've talked about a lot of very exciting possibilities that I'd like to further explore. For example, all of the ideas for the new era, the plans for the rescue of Toyser's Drive, perhaps a welcoming committee for new players, bringing back the newspaper, the newsletter, or the dispatch challenge. And that as senators, I think it's important for us to think about what we can actually do in order to make these things happen. That so far we've talked a lot about what we want, and I think at this point we need to move forward, you know, certainly in committee, to actually hammer out the details about how to make this happen. That SF-Zero, and I think the senatorial position in particular, is about figuring out how we can actually do things to make the site better, not just ideas. And so, as one final comment to, I guess, the SF-Zero community at large, I think the other thing that I've really been encouraged by in our discussion is the thought about what it is that SF-Zero means to all of us. So I would encourage everyone to think about potentially what are the best things that you've seen on SF-Zero, the tasks that make you feel inspired, that make you feel excited. Just remember something that Pixie in particular said, which is that, you know, by taking it to the limit, by stretching yourself, you can learn new things about yourself, things you might never have expected. There are a lot of things that I love about SF-Zero. I've seen it be not just a place for incredible new ideas, but also an opportunity for incredible personal change and growth. So I encourage everyone listening to think about the amazing potential that SF-Zero allows and not be afraid to reach for it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Spider. Now we'll turn it over to Senator Poon. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to make?
You want ice cream with my friend of me?
Okay. Senator Lotek, any last remarks?
Leprous.
That is all.
Okay. Lincoln, would you like to say any final words?
Sure. Thanks to everybody for coming. This is an auspicious meeting of senators, which I think will answer Pixie's question. I think we might now, because of this, make this into a real, actual body that does something, if we can
meet and have actual discussions, which actually turned out to not be so much jokey jokes, and some little bit of good things have happened. And I would like to put quotes around everything that Spider just said in his closing, and then insert that here, because I think we should take all the great ideas that we've come up with, especially involving the end of the next era, and the next era, and rescuing Teucer, all these things, and come up with action plans once this is over. I'd love to sit down and talk about it with Spider and come up with an actual proposal, like, here, this is what we'd like to do. And in addition, SF-Zero is awesome, and I'm glad it exists, and I'm glad that I have friends that I've never met all over the world now. This is the most amazing place there is. And I also want, to new players, maybe you're listening to this, a good way to get into how the game is played is to read the awesome tasks. And sometimes they pop up on the front page, but sometimes they don't. You have to go hunting for it. And sometimes that's tough. And, like, there's probably a lot of players, and maybe some people that are senators right now, that don't know who Oliver X is. You know, like, because he hasn't tasks, for 2 years now. And maybe there's a way to get some history into our future. I don't know how we make that happen, but there's some good stuff that happened back in the long ago. Like, I'll bet you there's some people who don't know why the good kisser badge is there and why the task Kiss and Make It Real exists. And most people don't know who, Piratey Monkey is. Anyway, I think there's a way to make that all happen and get better. And I love you all.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Lincoln. And turn it over to Senator Babe Hawaii, who has the last word.
I would also like to thank everyone for listening. And I would also like this to happen again. But next time I would wish that the British senators would be involved a little bit more. But still, thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank all of the senators who've taken time out of their day to join us. PD0 Pixie, Dark Aardvark, Spider, Lotek, Lincoln, Dave Hawaii. And I'd also like to especially thank Brock Doubles, who, in addition to running his own Senate campaign, has volunteered to channel the thoughts and feelings of all of the senators who weren't able to join us today. And we appreciate his contribution there. It's been a pleasure, and until next time, this has been the first official or unofficial, take your pick, SF-Zero Senatorial Debate. Thank you, everyone.